So let's review. The Gemara proceeds with the Machlekes and the Brais regarding Asar Shulchanis Asar Shleima, the 10 additional Shulchanis that Shleima Melech placed in the Heichel. The Chum hold, Lahoyu Misadrin Ela Al Shal Moshe. The Lechem upon was placed only on the original Shulchan that Moshe Rabbeinu had made, as the Pasuk in Sefer Melachim states, Vaya Shleima Vesar Shulchan Asha Olav Lechem upon him Zahav, HaShulchan singular, while Rabbi Lezman Shemu holds, Al Kulam Hoyu Misadrin. The Lechem upon was placed on either one of the Shulchanis, as the Pasuk in Devarim states, Vaya Shleima, Hashulchanis plural. And the Machlekes also applies to Asar Menayris Asar Shleima, the 10 additional Menayris that Shleima Melech placed in the Heichel. The Chum hold, Lahoyim Adlikin Ele B'Shal Moshe. The only lit in the original Menayris that Moshe Rabbeinu had made, as the Pasuk in Devar Yom states, is Menayris Hazab B'Nerisel Levar Be'erev, Menayras, singular. While Reb Lezer ben Shemua holds, Ubekulin Hoyim Adlikin, they lit in either one of the Menayris, as the Pasuk in Devar Yom states, as HaMenayris B'Nerisem Levar K'mishpat, HaMenayris plural. Bryson then cites Rabbi Yisib Rabbi Yehud, who agrees with the Chacham, that Lahoy Mesadin Ela Ashal Moshe, and explains that the Pasuk of Besal Shulchanis Ashalim Lechem upon Zahav, HaShulchanis plural, does not refer to the Esra Shulchanis, but refers to Shleisha Shulchanis Shayi B'Mikdash. There were three Shulchanis that were used for the Lechem upon him, as the Bryson explains. Shnaim Shayi B'Ulam Mibifnim LePesach Abayis. Two Shulchanis stood inside the Ulam near the doorway of the Heichel. Echad shal kesef, nisin lechem aponim b'chnisase, v'echad shal zav, nisin lechem aponim b'yitziase. One shulchan was of silver, upon which the lechem aponim was put on its way into the heichel. And the other shulchan was of gold, upon which the lechem aponim was put on its way out of the heichel. Because shemayil mekodesh v'leim meridin, but you only go up in sanctity, but not down. And echad shal zav b'fnim, sha'alav lechem aponim tamid. The third shulchan was the shulchan inside the heichel, upon which the lechem aponim rested from Shabbos to Shabbos. Regarding Echad Shal Kesef, Rashi reconciles this price with our Mishnah on Amud Beis, which states Echad Shal Shayish, one Shulchan was of marble, that they are one and the same because the Shayish loved Kekesef. It was actually marble, which is light colored like silver. Tesis there, however, cites certain versions that amend the price to read Echad Shal Shayish. The Gemara proceeds with the sources for Ma'il Mekodesh v'le Meridin Mekodesh. In Meridin Mekodesh, we do not go down the sanctity because the Pasuk of Akamas HaMishkan states, V'yokam Moshe es HaMishkan, V'yitin es Adonav, V'yosim es Karashav, V'yitin es Berichav, V'yokam es Amudav. And Rashi offers three explanations. Either, the Reisha v'seifa dekra b'loshan HaKama, that Philip b'tzachais HaLoshan lo yhoirid, shmamin le'im Meridin. The pasuk begins and ends with the word hakama, and does not use a lesser term, so as not to go down even in language regarding the Mishkan. Or, Dolisiyu ochav akahana b'hakama shmamana e meridin. Once Moshe Rabbeinu began erecting the Mishkan, the Kahan could not assist him so as not to be meridin b'kodesh. Or, shabetchila peiris hayiriyis, b'lo heridin b'hakama samudin b'adonim, elo ochas hayiriyis b'yodai atshehekim kulan. Moshe Rabbeinu initially spread out the covering of the Mishkan, and he held them until they put up the poles underneath, but he did not lower them in the interim so as not to be Meiridin Mekodesh. And the source for Ma'ila Mekodesh, we go up in sanctity, is from the Pasuk of the Adas Kairach. Es machle sachatom ma'ila b'nav sheisam, v'osu oisim rekui pachem tzibu lemezbech, ki ekribim lefnei Hashem v'yekadashu, v'yiu lo'isla b'nei Yisrael. The machtes were designated as a covering for the Mezbech because they have been used for the Avodah. Initially, the machtes were merely utensils for the mezbech, and now they became part of the mezbech itself because ma'ilim mekodesh. The Gemara proceeds with another example of ein meridin mekodesh. The pasuk states, "Asher shibarta besamtim ba'aron." This teaches us, "Shaluchis v'shivei luchis menachin ba'aron." The broken pieces of the first luchis were kept with the second luchis inside the aron. From here we derive that Talmud Chacham Shashachar Talmudei Machmas Ansei Shein Noigim Boi Minig Bezoin. A Talmud Chacham who forgot his Torah because of illness or hardship must still be given proper respect. The Gemara proceeds with three Agadic teachings of Resh Lakish that are alluded to in Simon Bitel Sarach V'Shachach. Bitel. Am Resh Lakish. Pa'am Shebitula Shal Torah Zeu Yisayve. Sometimes the interruption of Torah learning actually brings about Torah learning, as the Pasuk states, Asher Shibarta. Om LaKadosh Baruch Hu Moshe Yasher Keichach Asher Shibarta. Asher is related to the word Yasher, or Isher, which means correct, and Hashem approved that Moshe breaking the Luchas. Sarach, Om Resh Lakish Tamachachach B'Shes Sarach, Im Evazin Naisa B'Fahesya. A Tamachachach who sinned should not be shamed in public, as the Pasuk states, V'Cheshalta Hayayim V'Cheshal Gam Navi Imcha Laila, Ki So Kalaila conceal it as in the darkness. V'Shachach, Om Resh Lakish, Kalam Shekech Deber Echad Mitamudai Ovi B'Lav. One who forgets part of his Torah learning voluntarily is liable for one lav, because the Pasuk states, Raki Shamal Chosh Moinavish Chamoid, Pen Tishkech Esad Varm, and Kamakim Shnim Hishamar, Pen Va'al, Ena Elo Loisase. Ravina says, Hishamer pen, shnei lavenenu. He's liable for two laven because the words Hishamer and pen are each one lav. Nachmi Yitzchik says, b'shleish laven. He's liable for three laven because the pasuk states Hishamer and Vishamer and pen. The Gemara adds, however, shachach machmas ansay eino eva balav. If he forgot his Torah learning involuntarily because of illness or hardship, he's not liable because the pasuk states, ufen yisur milvavecha, b'masir malibay hakasa medaba. The Mishnah continues with the Shulchanis. Zak the Mishnah. Shnei Shulchanis hayu ba'ulam mibifnim al Pesach habayis. Echad shel shayish ve'echad shel zav. Al shel shayish nois lechem aponim b'chnisasay, v'al shel zav b'yitziyasay. Two Shulchanis stood inside the ulam near the doorway of the Heichel. One Shulchan was of marble, upon which the lechem aponim was put on its way into the Heichel, and the other Shulchan was of gold, upon which the lechem aponim was put on its way out of the Heichel, because Shemayel Mekodesh v'loy meridin. And the third shulchan was the shulchan inside the heichal upon which the lechem aponim rested from Shabbos to Shabbos. The Mishnah continues. Every Shabbos, four kohanim would enter the heichal. Two held the two new sets of lechem, and two held the two new bezichim levayna. Four other kohanim would precede them. Two to remove the two previous sets of lechem, and two to remove the two previous bezich levayna. Hamachnisim oimdim betzafin ufneim ledarm, v'hametzim oimdim ledarm ufneim betzafin. The four kohanim who brought the new lechem of bezich and stood on the tzafin side of the shulchan facing darm, while the four kohanim who removed the previous lechem of bezich and stood on the darm side of the shulchan facing tzafin. Eilu moishkin ve'eilu manichin. V'tifche shal zeh k'nik v'tifche shal zeh. As one group of kohanim would pull the loaves of the previous week off the shulchan, the other group of kohanim would immediately slide the new loaves onto the shulchan, so that the shulchan is not without bread even for a moment, because the pasuk states, "V'nasata al shulchan lechem aponim lefanei tamid." The word tamid implies that the lechem must be on the shulchan constantly without any interruption. This is the opinion of the chacham. Bisi disagrees and says, "Afila elu neitlam elu manichin afi hoyse tamid." And as the Bryce explains, "Afila silikas yeshana shachris besidra sachadasha arvis im bekach klum." Even if they can't remove the previous lechem in the morning and place the new lechem on later in the evening, the mitzvah of tamid is fulfilled because he holds tamid means shelo yolin shulchan malei lechem. The shulchan should not be a full night or a full day without lechem. And since the lechem was on the shulchan for part of the day and part of the night, the mitzvah of tamid is fulfilled. Rabbi says that from Rabbi Yisi we can derive the following halacha: Afil leishana adam ila perik echad shachus uperik echad arvis kaim mitzvahs leyom eshtefa terezem epicha begisa b'yom malayla. A person who learns Torah even only once in the morning and once at night has fulfilled the mitzvah to learn Torah day and night because this is considered tamid constant. Rabbi Yechon Mishum Rabbi Shimon ben Yechi adds, "Afila kara adam ele kriya shema shachris v'arvis kaim lo yomish." Even if he merely recites kriya shema in the morning and at night, has fulfilled this mitzvah. However, v'dabezeh asal amri b'fnei am ha'aretz. It's forbidden to teach this halacha to a common person because, as Rashi explains, shlo yemi b'kriya shema sagi v'lo yargul banim l'talmud Torah. He will assume that Kriya Shema is enough for mitzvah Talmud Torah, and he won't teach Torah to his sons. Rava disagrees and says, on the contrary, mitzvah la'imr b'fnei ha'aretz. It's a mitzvah to teach this halacha to a common person, because as Rashi explains, either the sav mishum Kriya Shema nikhtal schar gadol kazeh, im hoyo isik b'terah kol yom kol shekin shar schar gadol, the ha'aretz will say, if one receives such great reward for merely reciting Kriya Shema, he will certainly receive even greater reward for learning Torah the whole day. Or Savri Hanach Rabban de Matzi Patrin Avshay B'Kriya Shema V'Yasav Kulei Alma B'Garsi Shema Minah Schar Gadol Yash. The Amoritz will say, if the Chacham ruled that Kriya Shema is enough, and nevertheless they learn Torah the whole day, obviously there's great reward for learning Torah, and as a result, Umargul is bundled with Talmud Torah. The Mishnah continues, Yatzu B'Nashtem Al Shulchan Hazav Shohi B'Ulam. The Kohanim exited the Heichel and put the Lechem upon them on the golden Shulchan in the Ulam and left it there until Hektir HaBezichim. The two Bezich Levayna were burned on the Mizbeach, and then Vachalas Mischalkas LeKohanim. The loaves were distributed to the Kohanim to be eaten. Chal Yom Kippurim Lies B'Shabbos, Vachalas Mischalkas LeErev. If Yom Kippur fell on Shabbos and the Lechem could not be eaten, it was distributed in the evening on Matzah Shabbos B'Yom Kippurim. Chal Yis B'Erev Shabbos, Sar Shal Yom Kippurim Nechal LeErev, Vabavlim Oichlin Oisei Keshu Chai M'mnei Shadayt N'Yafa. If Yom Kippur fell on Friday, the Sar Chatas of Yom Kippur was eaten on Friday night, but since it could not be cooked, those Kohanim who were Bavlim ate the meat raw because they're not particular about their food.